السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، وعلمنا ما ينفعنا، وزدنا علما، آمين. Inshallah, today we continue Surah Al-Kahf. First we will do the recitation. I want you to listen and repeat after me. And then inshallah we will go over word by word so that you can understand some of the tajweed rules. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نحن نقص عليك نبأهم بالحق، إنهم فتية آمنوا بربهم وزدناهم هدى، وربطنا على قلوبهم إذ قاموا فقالوا ربنا رب السماوات والأرض لن ندعو من دونه إلها، لقد قلنا إذا شططا، هؤلاء قوم اتخذوا من دونه آلهة، لولا يأتون عليهم بسلطان بين، فمن أظلم ممن افترى على الله كذبا. So let us go over the tajweed rules for these ayahs. In ayah number 13, نَحْنُ نَقُصُ. Repeat after me. نَحْنُ. Make a sharp round mouth for the dhamma. نَحْنُ. نَقُصُ. Make sure that the noon fatha is a na and not na. The wrong sound would be na. Naku, nakusu, no, that would be wrong. We say ne, nakusu, nakusu. Alayka, alayka. Nabahum, and hold the meme for two counts. Nabahum bilhaq. When you stop on the letter qaf, it has a shadda. So we are going to make a qalqala sound. Bilhaq. Repeat. Nahnu naqussu alayka. Nahnu naqussu alayka. Naba'ahum bilhaq. إنهم فتية. So when you have the ta with the sukun, you give this burst of air, fit, and push the air out between the teeth, fit. It's called hams. فتية. And you see that when we have two dhammas, it is followed by the letter hamza. So we make the noon sound clear. Tun, tun, fit, yetun, amanu, fit, yetun, amanu, bi rabbihim. The ra is heavy. Rabbi, bi rabbihim. وَزِدَنَاهُمْ. So waw in soft, waw fatha is wa, nun fatha is na. So we make them soft, and the letter dal has a sukoon. We give a bounce called qalqala. وَزِدَنَاهُمْ. وَزِدَنَاهُمْ. هُدَى. The dal we will count as two counts, okay? It is on a ya or alif maksura. So when we stop, the hudan sound becomes huda, and it stretches for two counts. Huda. Next ayah. Wa rabatuna. So wa is soft, ra heavy. Wa ra. Then baqo, ta qalqala, and noon, two counts. Wa rabatuna. Wa rabatuna. Ala qulubihim. So ayn is a, and two counts lam. Ala qulubihim. Is. Hold the sound of the vowel, tip of the tongue under your front teeth. Is. Qamu. Qaf. Qa. Is. Qamu. Faqalu. Fa. It's not fa. It's fa. Faqalu. Rabbuna. Nun fatha na, two counts. Rabbuna. Rabbus samawati. Rabbus samawati wal ard. Lan nad'uwa. لن ندعو من دونه So the word min is followed by letter dal. We hide the sound of the noon. It's called ikhfa min. Okay, tip of the tongue, you should lower it, and it should be between your two teeth, upper and lower teeth. Mindu. Mindunihi. And stretch it four counts. Ilaha. Now you could connect it and say Ilaha laqad. Because I chose to stop, I said Ilahe and stretched the hair to two counts. لقد دال قلقلة لقد قلنا four counts. إذن شططا So we are doing إخفاء after إذن I'm lowering the tip of the tongue and making it ready for sha, sha. So I say, إذن شططا And the end of the word, we stress the ta to two counts, شططا Ayah 15 We will stretch the mad here four counts on ha and lam. La. Ha ulai. Qaf taqa and waw mix. Qaw. Qawmuna. You attach it to the next word. Qawmuna takhazu. قَوْمُنَا اتَّخَذُوا Then the word مِن is followed by letter دَال so we will hide the نون مِن دُونِهِ آلِهَة You notice I stopped here on the تَ and so it became the sound of letter هَ Aliha. If you don't stop, then you connect. Aliha tallawla. Aliha tallawla. Ya'tuna. The hamza with the sukoon. Ya'. You give a hiccup sound. Ya'. يَأْتُونَ يَأْتُونَ عَلَيْهِمْ Here you see the letter mim عَلَيْهِمْ has no sign on it. It is followed by letter ba. So whenever you have a mim sakina, meaning it's empty, the mim has no fatha, dhamma, kasra or no zail, zabar, pesh. If it is then followed by letter ba, you have to stop on that mim, two counts. عَلَيْهِمْ بِسُلْطَانِهِمْ Again you see سُلْطَانِهِمْ, there is a baby mim, it is followed by the letter ba. سُلْطَانِهِمْ And two counts. سُلْطَانِهِمْ بَيِّن This is the rule of إقلاب. In your notes, you can write it down. When there is a baby mim written on the top or bottom and followed by letter ba, it's called إقلاب and we stop there two counts. سلطان بين Now the next word is فمن followed by همزة So the noon is going to be clear إظهار فمن فمن أظلم فمن أظلم ممن افترى ممن افترى على الله كذبا the lafz jalala, the lamb in the name of Allah, it can be pronounced as law or la. When it is pronounced law, we say it is heavy, and this happens when before the name of Allah you see the sign of a zabr, or that is fatha, or a pesh, which is dhamma. So ala, ala ends with a fatha. Then we have Allahi, so becomes alallahi. Alallahi kadiba. عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا. In all these ayahs, you can note that at the end of the ayah, we are stretching the sound two counts because there's tanween fatha. There are two tanweens with the fatha on it, and it is followed by letter alif or alif maksura. So we stretch the sound two times. Like in end of ayah 15 is kadhiba. End of ayah 14 was shatata. End of ayah 13 was huda. And if you will note all the previous ayahs, also we have to do the same two count ending. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.